We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, happy New Year, everyone. In Philadelphia, New Year's Day usually means mummers and sometimes controversy. The controversy this year, we're going to talk with Philadelphia Daily News extraordinaire columnist of many, many New Years, Stu Bykofsky, in a moment. His headline today, Too Cold to March, Yo, It's the Mummers Parade. Now, the most recent news that I saw seems to say the Mummers are going to march. Now, you can imagine years where it's just drenching rain, and I guess if the snow is sufficient enough that people can't get there, and then wind with some of the costuming, if it exceeds, you know, a few years, that type of stuff has happened. But these guys are fortified against the cold. Should that be something to stop them? And I also wanted to know, what is Stu here might be some of the themes this year. The Mummers Parade was voted by several national publications just recently as the number one holiday parade. So let's go to Stu Bykofsky on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Stu, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year to you, Dom, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, as I understand it, I saw a couple news reports say that now they will be going forward with it.
My information is that it will be a go.
So none of them, Stu, as you write today, was ever postponed due to cold. 117 city-authorized parades. Wow.
Right.
Rain, snow, and high winds have postponed the parade.
Correct.
So,
there was this amazing spectacle in 1989 where they got a green light for the parade, figuring snow was coming, but it would hold off. The snow came in earlier than expected, probably around noon or 1 o'clock, and the string bands were hitting up Broad Street then, and the snow got to be deep, and a number of string bands got on school buses and rode up Broad Street up to the judging stand. And in my opinion, that spectacle of the mummers getting into buses while their fans remained on the sidewalk broke the parade forever.
Oh, that's sad. Now, Stu, Ed Rendell got a whole book out of this and more national profile. When we had a little bit of that icing condition, I think it was the Vikings, and they called off the game, if you remember. They were, you know, abundance of caution all. And he used the term wussies, and he used it very, very effectively. And I'm sure that's kind of what you were getting at here, if they called it off because of the cold.
Yes, I think I used the word wusses. There was another word they wouldn't let me use, which has to do with something to do with felines. So I'm a traditionalist. And I believe it is a New Year's parade, and I have written that they should parade even in the rain. Now the string bands especially are go crazy when I write that, because they will spend a good big string band, say Frailinger, let's say Quaker City, two of the top bands, they'll spend $150,000 on costuming.
Wow.
They don't want to see that get ruined.
Right.
In the rain. And believe me, I understand it. But to me, the parade is supposed to be the parade, and the costuming is secondary. Mostly, it's a parade with music and musical drills. Over the years, because of competitive reasons, the bands have become more and more elaborate in terms of their costumes and their props. And in a way, that has had a harmful effect on the parade, because it's become more delicate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what also has, and you and I share this, I mean, within reason, there's some of those things, the initial Kenny parade when he was, I guess he wasn't mayor yet, he was going to come into office, that were out of line, but some of it was not. What do you hear about the sensitivity training is what I'm asking this year?
Well, there was sensitivity training last year, which was attended by those groups that didn't really need it.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that might have needed it didn't get the sensitivity training. And the thing of it is, you have 10,000 people in the parade. There are going to be a couple of knuckleheads doing stuff that they should not do. And like blackface, for instance. Look, if any marshal who's marching with the string bands or brigades, people have their own marshals with them. If a marshal sees something like that, he's going to pull them out of the parade. For that matter, there are a lot of city officials who are watching the parade, too, who will pull these people out of the parade, not the police. It's not a police function. It is a parade function. If anybody sees that, they're going to be pulled out of the parade. It is wrong. It is bad. It is illegal. And 99% of the mummers want no part of that at all. But, you know, it's in effect a criminal act. So you have criminals, but you do not blame the other 999 people who are marching in the parade because there's one jerk. You just don't do that. And the mummers get a black eye because of the very few that do bad things. And it's a shame.
Well, let's talk about the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing. Some of that you could see is broad. You know, these guys are not exactly writing Shakespeare in the type of satire they're doing. But the one guy was screaming stuff out that could be called homophobic, I think. What did you think? You know, is that the type of stuff that ought to be in the parade?
No, of course not. But you see, there's that one guy who did make homophobic remarks. And by the way, I think this was 2 years ago, and I found this guy. I didn't really find him. He found me. He called me up, and he apologized, and he wanted to know what else he could do to make it better. He said, I was drunk. I was out of line. It's not really me. He got kicked out of his club
mm-hmm.
for doing that. And I said, the best thing you can do, he wanted me to write an apology for him. I said, best thing to do is sit down and shut up. Just behave yourself, be contrite, and come back next year and ask the club if they will readmit you, like on a conditional basis or something. So he was dead wrong. The whole Caitlyn Jenner thing, I got to tell you, one of the things the sensitivity training was, you know, you don't punch down, you punch up. Well, Caitlyn Jenner is a huge international celebrity. She has made herself a spectacle. As far as I'm concerned, she is a fair target for satire.
Right. Now, and when these guys are told this, I don't know, Stu, if it goes that deep, that the people that tell them about punching, and they say that in general terms, these guys are not captains of industry, billionaires or whatever. A lot of them were middle class or lower middle class guys. So telling them about punching down and up and all, I think the assumption is, well, but they're white guys. So by white privilege, they are almost automatically punching down at various targets.
Oh, God. Well, let's not get into white privilege. That's a subject for another show. I think that there is too much sensitivity in the city to the satire that they do. I mean, you don't want to do anything homophobic. You don't want to do anything racist. You don't want to do anything ageist. But, you know, a lot of that is subjective.
Well, I'll give you one, and maybe I'm violating the PC code here. I don't know that it's not incorrect satire, but I just think certain things are so... We were just talking about the Holocaust with a nut, for example. I don't think you can satirize the priest scandal when they had a priest or a bishop chasing older boys down Broad Street. I just think, you know, lives have been ruined here. It's incredible what people have gone through. There's certain areas, Stu. I mean, it's like springtime for Hitler. I don't know that satire of anybody can do that.
But that's subjective. In the case that you just described, let's say, priests chasing young boys down the street, who's being satirized there? Who's being targeted? It's the priests. They're the ones who are being held up.
I agree.
Not their victims.
But I think that is an issue, my own personal, that you have to be very careful here in the way, I mean, you can attack it. You can attack the church with all do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Satire of that in a Mummers Day parade, it doesn't pass my test.
Well, I understand. Generally, they like to come off things that are in the news, That was in the news.
But wait a minute, though, Stu. My other criticism is, what news? They seem to be 2 or 3 years behind most of the time. Am I wrong about that?
No. Well, you know, they try to be topical.
Okay.
But I'm afraid priest abuse of children is ongoing.
Sure.
It's not like, oh, it happened in 1973 and not since. It's happened. We learn more and more almost every year. So I hate to say it is an evergreen topic. And believe me, I can understand your sensitivity toward that, but I'm very much in the First Amendment thing, like almost anything goes. Could somebody do a satire of the Holocaust? Yeah, possibly. I don't think that's ever been done. Jewish themes have been done. I don't recall a death camp ever being done.
All right,
it would be kind of tough to pull off, you know. So
right.
I don't think it will be done.
So let's predict. Let's go ahead, Stu.
One other point: we've had complaints when we had some of the mummers doing cowboy and Indian themes, and they're dressed up like Indians in buckskin and war paint, and oh, that's cultural appropriation. Well, you know, they did Fiddler on the Roof too. And they had guys dressed up in long black coats and beaver board hats, and they were playing Orthodox Jews. Somehow, I didn't get the memo saying I was supposed to be offended by that.
Well, they
fact,
do like
to tell you the truth. I was kind of pleased. Hey, look, they're doing a Jewish theme for a change instead of all the Scottish and Irish things they do all the damn time. Italians. Egyptians. They
love the Asian stuff, too. And I was going to say, will bulletproof glass make its way into this year's Mummers Parade?
I would guarantee that some of the comics, at least one comic club, will have something like that. I absolutely guarantee it. It is too good to pass up. Now, here's the problem. What if, okay, so we know these bulletproof glasses in the beer delis are mostly in low-income neighborhoods. Let's not kid each other. It's brown and black neighborhoods that they're in. The store owners, by and large, the merchants are Asians. What happens if that club accurately portrays the owners of the stores as Asian and the customers as brown and black?
Oh, my God.
There will be...
Oh, my goodness. The sensitivity in the hands of these master satirists.
Right. So I don't think you will see anybody in the beer deli, or they're going to get in trouble. They're going to get in trouble.
Absolutely. Do you know, Stu, by your sources or other, what are some of the other Trump ought to be an easy theme, right?
That's a given. Generally, the president is.
Right.
Up until last year, if you did the president, you ran the risk of being called racist.
Right.
Which you didn't run the risk when you were doing it when it was George W. Bush, or, oh, they had fun with Bill Clinton and the sex scandals.
God almighty.
So, yeah, I think you're going to see. I don't know.
The hands, small hands.
Comics they're up to.
Yes.
I think sexual harassment is going to be big. And
oh, my God. Wait a minute, Stu. Slow down with that. How? Now, again, I take it back to, I know that you were a mummer, and I just see some of this stuff. How can you do sexual harassment satirically?
A pantomime.
Oh, my God. Oh, will there be a potted plant involved?
The best way to do it is to do it over at the top.
Right.
And you'll have sort of comic characters chasing other comic characters around. But I'll tell you, if you have a comic guy chasing a wench, and he's wearing big, exaggerated, like Mickey Mouse hands, somebody's going to complain about that because they will say, with some justification, you shouldn't make fun of a topic as serious as sexual harassment. And, you know, there is something to that. On the other hand, you can rule out every possible topic by applying that standard. You shouldn't do that, or some people's feelings will be hurt, or it's too serious a subject, political corruption. You shouldn't do anything on political corruption. It's much too serious a subject. Well, you know, in that case, then there is no satire. So I'm in favor of erring on the side of actually, okay, being offensive to some people.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly the...
Dom, every day on the radio, you are offensive to some people. My column is offensive to some people, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
So, So you can't let the outliers or the snowflakes or the right-wing nuts, whatever, you can't let them dictate the control or control the conversation.
All right, Stu, this is going to be a good one then. And I'd love to have you back once they execute this next week. I hope 2018 will be a good year physically for you. The rehab's going great?
The rehab is on track. I will not be on the street, not because of the bad weather, but because, you know, I'm on a walker and a leg brace, so it's not safe for me to be out there. But I'll be reviewing it by having people call me and by watching it on TV and writing about something. I guarantee you there will be a controversy. I don't know what it will be, but there's going to be a controversy, and then we can discuss it when it's all over.
Absolutely. Happy New Year, Stu. Thank you, as always. Thank you for joining us.
Same to you and all your listeners. Thank you, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.